Auckland schools might be able to open this week after all if there's no more flooding and the roads are clear. Now, in the latest advice to schools today, the Ministry of Education says it will be considering daily advice from Auckland Emergency Management and then making a decision based on that. And the Secretary for Education is Iona Halstead. Hi, Iona.
Hello, Heather. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Look, if schools are not affected too badly overnight, does it mean that they can open as early as tomorrow?
No, this isn't actually about how well schools are faring per se. The schools in the main have done an absolutely amazing job of getting themselves ready, and that's why I know that many of them are frustrated that they can't open. This decision is taken because we need to manage the flow of traffic across Auckland, and Aucklanders know that when school isn't open, traffic is a hell of a lot more manageable. And we know that around about 140,000 kids travel to school every day. So this is absolutely about infrastructure.
Okay, well, let me rephrase that then. If the infrastructure is okay tomorrow, if the flooding doesn't happen in the way we are worried it might, does it mean that schools can potentially open as early as tomorrow?
I'll be getting advice from the Auckland CDM group, which will be informed by NEMA, and they'll be giving me advice on infrastructure condition, sewage, wastewater, power, flooding, all that stuff, and we will take that into account, and then we'll decide whether or not the direction could be lifted or not.
And when do you make the call?
We make the call on a daily basis. So we'll get advice in the morning and we will be informing schools by around about midday.
That rules out tomorrow, doesn't it? There's no way schools are opening tomorrow.
No, that's right. Because we've told them today that there's no change tomorrow.
Okay, so the earliest possibility then is Thursday?
Yes.
Is it realistic?
It's a really hard call to make, to be honest. I'm not good at predicting the future, and this is unprecedented. So it's really hard to, I'm not prepared to really guess that at this stage. What I've said is all of these decisions under emergency have to be under review on an ongoing basis because the circumstances are dynamic.
How annoyed are schools about this?
Oh, really mixed. Some are very annoyed. Others are really pleased. Some parents are really annoyed and other parents are really pleased.
Iona, thank you for your time. Iona Halstead, the Secretary for Education.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.